Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Looking for your next getaway? Come experience Laurel, the city beautiful. From amazing local restaurants and unique shops to historic charm and fun attractions, Laurel has something for everyone. Plan your visit today at laurelms.com and discover why Laurel is worth the trip.
How you feeling? How are you feeling? Welcome in on this Saturday edition of the podcast. Ole Miss just reported the final out. They're going to review it, and it's not going to matter. Actually, just happening right now, so I'm a little behind on my feed, but it is just happening now. The final out has been recorded. Ole Miss is going to the College World Series. Huge moment from Will Furness. Huge moment from Judd Unimark. Two guys that have been, as you guys know, around the program for a long time, getting their Omaha moment. And now Ole Miss is going to play on Friday, and they will play the winner of North Carolina and Southern Cal. North Carolina, Southern Cal, the winner of that game Ole Miss will face on Friday in Omaha in the College World Series. I'm so glad that you guys are here. Welcome in. We're going to react to this together on this Saturday. 5-3, the final score. Ole Miss a winner over Auburn. They sweep the Auburn Super Regional, and really mostly just on the backs of two things: elite pitching and then big moments at the plate. Not a consistent offensive performance this week by any stretch of the imagination, but the big flies and the big moments. Unimark had a big double earlier in the game as well. And then again, elite pitching carried them home. Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff for Ole Miss. And this is a very fascinating College World Series appearance for Mike Bianco in particular. Almost like a legacy defining moment for him. Now, he was always going to be a legend at Ole Miss and all of those things, right? The program is what it is because of him, but the third trip to the College World Series and winning the national championship, and then the program tanking and then building it back up, hosting a regional last year, making it to Omaha this year. He still got it. It's really maybe what the correct way to say is. Legacy defining possibly for Mike Bianco, getting back to the College World Series again, doing it on the road regional, road super regional. Ole Miss is able to get it done. Outstanding stuff all around. We'll talk about it on this edition of the show. I'm so glad you're here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just again, search Rebel Report and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also right here on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate that. Wherever you are listening to this, I really cannot thank you enough. And before I pay the bills, I do want to start with this. This is the cheesy thing that I do, but you're just going to have to get over it. This is what I do. This is what I say after the teams that we talk about have success. I know how cheesy this is going to sound. I did it during the college football playoff run. I did it after the national championship. I'm going to do it again, so forgive me. When stuff like this happens, because I get to interact with you guys every day, whether it be listeners of the radio show or right here on the podcast, or although Twitter has become just an absolute cesspool, a lot of you are also great to interact with on Twitter every day. I get the great pleasure of interacting with Ole Miss fans every day. And it's a really cool thing because of how unbelievably warm and welcoming you guys have been to me since I moved to Mississippi as a quote-unquote outsider and then slipping into the media game. I've met a lot of great people as a result of what I do, strangers, people that I never would have met otherwise. And I know how much capital you guys put into your favorite teams, not just financial capital, which is a lot of that, but emotional capital, your time as well. And so when you get to sit there and watch your team dogpile at Plainsman Park to go to the College World Series, I think about you guys first. And how happy I am for you because of I think you're a special group of people. and you deserve this for all the time and money and emotions that you put into this. You guys deserve it. That's really cool. And I know you guys are just through the roof, and you should be, and you deserve to be. So that's my little cheesy thing that I do, but you deserve it. What happened here is something that you Ole Miss fans have absolutely earned. And I could not be happier for you. So there you go. All right. Scruggs and Saltillo. Everything, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, everything you need for home improvement, home furnishings, for your garden, for your lawn. If even if you have exotic pets, they can help you feed them. They've got all that there for your hunting property and more. If you need anything for that, also the clothes, the boots, just great selection all around. Cheapest beer in town, but most importantly, the John Deere's 0%, 0% financing on zero turns, 5 series tractors, compact tractors, commercial mowers, all 0%. And then a Gator, they really have to get you with the Gator. Just 1.9% for a John Deere Gator. All John Deere Scruggs off of 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo. Go by and see them and tell them that it was me that sent you there. All right, let's quickly go through the box score a little bit. Yeah, I know I'm a big softy. I don't care. I don't care. You guys deserve this. Let's go through the box score quickly. In this game, Taylor Rabe was exceptional for Ole Miss today. He gave up 2 runs, and they're both earned. They both should not be earned, I don't think. But even still, 7 complete, just 6 hits, just 2 runs, struck out 8. He was absolutely awesome. And that is a good Auburn lineup, man. If you look at how consistent they are top to bottom, and I think one hard-hit ball really all day for Auburn, and it was the single that turned into a double because of the misplay in right. Even when Auburn had base runners and did things, it was like batting average ball in play type stuff, as opposed to anything like super, like he didn't give up a big home run or anything like that. It was just kind of small stuff that they didn't square him up really at all today. He was just awesome. Robertson comes in, gives them a good inning and struck out 2. Then you get the moments, more on that here in just a little bit. And then Walker Hooks made it interesting there for a little while. I do think that you could have maybe challenged a lean in there in the ninth, but doesn't matter. He ended up slamming the door. Big pitches at the end. Ole Miss pitching against this Auburn lineup on the road. 3 runs on just 7 hits today after a good day pitching as well yesterday. Ole Miss pitched their way to the College World Series. Again, having to go on the road, having to play that Arizona State lineup, having to play that Nebraska team that was really consistent top to bottom on their home field, and then going to Auburn and doing the same and just pitching the heck out of it. And then different guys too, right? I mean, Rabe was awesome, right? Calhoun and Hooks were good. Robertson was good today. But then you got the Will Libert story mixed in there. This is a team that, again, you know, big moments sparingly at the plate with the home run, or again, Uttermark's double. Randall had a couple of hits yesterday too, but it was, you know, big hits at the plate, but they pitched it so well in the regional and the super regional at an elite level. And that is why they were able to punch their ticket to the College World Series. So Taylor Rabe just blossomed into an elite pitcher, which is what he has become. That was an elite performance today. No other word to use than that one right there. At the plate, Uttermark had that big double, and that's twice now. So we talked about it yesterday. He had that home run. He and Furness both, and it's not their fault. You know, they had the 2 bad years after that they won the College World Series. And then last year, that is a team that is just going to be looked at as disappointing, regardless of what happened in the regional. Neither one of those guys, for having a long career the way they had, have had that big moment in like a postseason game that the fans are going to remember forever, right? Regardless of what happened last year in the regional, nobody's going to remember anything other than Murray State beating them. For those two guys to have their careers now forever mixed with a moment in a win in a postseason game, that you'll look back on the highlights and remember that Furness home run. You'll remember that Uttermark home run from last night or his double earlier today. Those guys have that now. And you've got other Ole Miss players. You know, Holt Pertzok's not necessarily a legend, really, but you've got the Pertzok triple at the Louisiana Super Regional or the Errol Robinson relay throw. Those kind of moments a lot of Ole Miss players have. Tim Elko's got his. And now those two guys have theirs. The everlasting, unbelievable clutch leading to a win, punching their ticket to Omaha type moment that can solidify them in the lure of the program forever. You can never take those away from them. They will always be meaningful, and that is really good stuff. So Uttermark had that double. Furness with the home run. That I mean, just what a spot for him to have done that. Bassetta hit an absolute moonshot to follow him, so they went back-to-back. Just, you know, not a great day at the plate, to be honest, for the Ole Miss hitters. I mean, they got blanked in the first five innings, but they did just enough. And again, that elite pitching is what got them there. Some sloppy baseball early in that game, but they settled in, and they're going to the College World Series. So awesome stuff. I want to get to your comments because that is what we're here for, right? Is for your feedback. You guys don't want to hear me. It's not like I know what I'm talking about anyway. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500, 601-823-3500. Auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Logan Smith has got you covered. Auto, home, life, or insurance for your business anywhere in Mississippi. Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day. Online banking platform, outstanding. 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely to be one in your backyard. It's in the name. They will make you their priority with Priority One Bank. Bank with me there at Priority One Bank. Also, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. All right. Say like their chances to win it all. When you pitch it like that, absolutely. Especially in a ballpark that is not privy to a lot of runs anyway, right? So this is a team with their makeup, although I'm, you know, the offense might struggle, but they kind of just, you know, they disappear at times anyway. But with the way they pitch it, that's a pitcher's ballpark. And yeah, especially when you get there with those guys on the mound, absolutely. Absolutely. Omaha, by the way, of all the Omaha puns that all these schools have, you have Omahogs, Omadogs, all that stuff. Omaha is up there as one of the best ones. It's really hard to beat that right there. I actually, when they went in 14, the girl I was dating at the time got me an Omaha shirt, and you guys know me, I don't wear team gear, just because I think it doesn't matter. I think in a media role, whatever. But I still have it actually, in there, and you know, maybe I need to bust it out because again, it's one of the best phrases that there is out there. Asking you received on the Bassetta new Cotty tie. Yeah, Chase Parham said on Twitter, he's exactly right. When Bassetta hits home runs, like they are exclusively sent into a different solar system. Like there's never a Bassetta home run where it like bounces off the top of the wall and goes over. Tristan Bassetta's home runs are exclusively 8 billion feet. You know, he's never cheated on any of them. And, I mean, you've got the back-to-back-to-back in the College World Series. Now you got back-to-back jacks here. Pretty good stuff. So don't let the Rebs get hot. They have the team to win it all if they play to their potential. See, now I think now it's don't let the Rebs get hot. Now, after winning a regional, I thought, you know, you're not there yet. You got to win more than a regional before you do that. Now, of course, yeah, let that fly. And by the way, that is a phrase that has been used throughout, like, department-wide, and that's also a really good idea. It started with baseball, doesn't matter. Just, yes, that is a thing. I saw it during the playoff. It's a good organic thing that happened, and yeah, lean into it. Good stuff. Austin with the super chat, thank you, man. Really appreciate you. Don't let them get hot. All caps in the World Series. Yep. Enjoy Omaha, guys. Here's something that I'm mad about, though. I think I told you guys last night about this. We're leaving. We're leaving the state until Sunday. Bad time. Bad time to take off. Bad time to take off. What I'm going to do, so I've got a microphone that can plug right into my computer. I'll bring my computer. I will do stuff for you guys. It's just not going to be the same, to be honest with you. I can't go live after the game Friday. I'll be out of town with family, and I already altered Christmas plans. In fact, didn't do anything for Christmas, didn't leave, didn't see any family because of the college football playoff. And I'm totally fine with that, right? It's part of the job. But it's been way too long. I mean, a full calendar year since my son has seen his cousins. And that's not something that I can pass up on. I've got to do that first. So I will do something for you guys. It's just not going to be like this for Friday. And I don't know when Sunday's game would be. But Sunday, we'll go live at 9 o'clock again. We'll be back in time for that. But again, this weekend, I'm not going to alter plans for the College World Series. As big of a deal as it is and as important as it is, I just can't this time. So that being said, you will get content. We will do stuff, I promise. We're going to work on this. It's just not going to look the way it did this weekend. So yeah, sorry about that. Just a big woohoo with heart emojis. That catch by Fed was the biggest play in the game. Absolutely electric. Oh my gosh, Connor. And, you know, as they pointed out on the broadcast, it only had to be like that because he did get a bad read off the bat. But, I mean, it was that close, wasn't it? It was that close. The catch made up for the base running. If Ole Miss makes the championship series, they'll probably have to play Georgia. They are looking unbeatable, but so is Ole Miss. And I don't know if everybody agrees with this, but I do think once you get to Omaha, everything else is just gravy, generally speaking. Now, of course, like, you're not going to throw a parade for losing, right? But Omaha is the goal. And then whatever happens after is just icing on top of a great season, a banner season. And I know that the last time you were there, you won a national championship. So that makes what I just said feel a little less like real. But the fact that they've gotten to Omaha, like, success, like, celebratory season, and then any win that happens after is just awesome. So even if they get to face Georgia and you know, whatever happens after that, but this team is not, they're not, and they should not be, quote unquote, scared of anybody. They can pitch it with anybody in the country. They proved that this weekend. They can pitch it with anybody in the country. They can shut down any lineup in the country. And, you know, they're not perfect, but who is? But they certainly can do it. So they can beat Georgia easily. But I do agree with you. Georgia looks like the best team in the country. Those bats are just wild, and that lineup is so deep. But I mean, they don't face a Rabe every day, you know? Kate Townsend is Ole Miss's third starter. The teams don't see guys like that as a game three starter very often. Still haven't played their best game yet. That's scary, but so clutch in pivotal situations. You're exactly right. They have not played. Have they played a complete game yet? Like a truly complete game. No, I don't know. Game two in the regional was a pretty complete game. And last night, I mean, we're being super nitpicky right now, right? Like, we're being super nitpicky. And last night, they didn't get the best start from Elliott. So, yes, point being, they can still, like, they can still play even better than they have. But, no, that win in game two in the Nebraska regional was pretty complete. But, point taken. Yeah, I'm a big softy, I know. Love their side of the bracket. Absolutely. West Virginia looks like a wagon, though, right now, too. So happy how many times have we seen a school be in the college football playoffs and the College World Series in the same year? I do not know that answer. I know somebody, I bet Michael Katz has already pulled that. Once he gets done with the post game, then yeah. Give me 1 second. All right. Sorry about that. Feel good with the extra rest starting on Friday going on too. That's another thing as well. And, I mean, Hooks only had to pitch, you know, three outs today. Calhoun didn't pitch but once. And what was it, 50 pitches last night? I don't remember exactly how much. But, I mean, he wasn't taxed really. Kate Townsend didn't pitch at all. So, yeah, I mean, they should be good and rested. And then whoever they're playing in game one has got to play tomorrow. Good start to the summer. No doubt. Almost the side of the bracket. Omaha looks very favorable. Got to feel good about the chances at least to reach the national championship series. Yeah. Rebs hit the ball hard the first couple of innings. Just found someone every time they did. What's up? Good to see you. Best athletic year in Ole Miss history by far. Oh yeah. Oh, no doubt. We're not gonna be negative today. Chris Beard, though, is very lucky that football, everything that happened with football and then baseball season started, because after leveraging the A&M job, getting a fat raise and getting paid like a football coach, not enough that The bad season wasn't given enough attention because of all the other stuff going on. But anyway, glad you watched from home instead of a parking garage. I will give them credit. I know that, you know, there's discussion about the temporary seating and stuff. I think when you have big events and you can put temporary seating places, go for it. Get as many people there as possible. I think, like, at Swayze, The trees in left kind of make it a problem. But in right field, you have so much space behind the student section, flat space. You could bring in, like, PGA Tour style bleachers that are nice, that aren't just like metal crap bleachers, but that look nice, and really expand your capacity for these regionals. Are you super far from the field? Of course you are. Is it, you know, going to be a tough watch? Sure. But get as many people at the ballpark as you can. Put temporary seating wherever you can, as much as you can, to get people in. I give Auburn credit for that. I think that Ole Miss has some room, especially in right. Again, I don't know about left, but especially in right, they've got room to add, again, like PGA Tour style temporary seating back there for regionals and super regionals. Who gets to start in game one? It'll be Hunter Elliott. It will be. I don't think they're gonna change much. Only real good thing about being in Hawaii, due to everything being overpriced and having to wake up early to speak to family, I will enjoy still having several hours in the day post football games. Yeah, man. I hope you're doing well. I haven't heard from you in a while, but you know, we're proud of you and we're thankful for what you've chosen to do, and glad to see you checking in, man. We appreciate you. Good luck. Almost is 22-6 in postseason baseball since 2020. Yeah. Borky with the traveling on the ground reporting. Here's a problem though. I'm traveling further from Omaha. I'm going away from Omaha, away from it further. I'm going 8 hours east. So, yeah, not good. trend of State owning Ole Miss in the regular season, only for Ole Miss to go further in the postseason may continue. Yeah, that look, I mean, the record against State is not good, but does it matter? Does it matter that now that you've made the College World Series? Not one bit. If you look ahead to the bracket, could be set up for a big run. West Virginia, Troy are both first timers. West Virginia barely got out of its region. I don't sleep on West Virginia now, though. They are they're scrappy and they were dominant in their super. I know it's Cal Poly, but still. Crazy to think that we were talking about moving on from Bianco not that long ago. Remember in 2022, that was the same conversation. That is obviously no more. I think it was you that said it last time. I don't know how much of a legacy changer it is. Maybe it's more of a legacy solidifying. There's far less room for, yeah, he was really good, but you know, it's almost like I'm a wordsmith, guys. It's almost like the butt gets taken away. You know what I mean? Though it's now it's just, The lack of postseason success gets just not erased, but overshadowed by the fact that here they are again going through a road regional and a road super regional to get to the College World Series. Calhoun threw 46 pitches. Okay, so not 50. What did I say, 53? So, he, I mean, even less, you know, so he should be very warm and rested. Cade did warm up in the bullpen, shows Mike was ready to risk it all today. Oh, absolutely, especially when Auburn had their ace. Auburn didn't throw their ace in this series. Oh, Butch, I'm sure, is going to have even more thoughts about how the regional format is busted. But, you know, there's an easy way to not have to play five games. There's an easy way to not have to throw your pitchers more than once, and it's to not lose to Milwaukee in game one. I think Mike needs to reach 10, needs 10 wins until he reaches 1,000 at Ole Miss. I can't read, sorry. Goodness gracious. Okay, so he's at 990. Awesome. Five wins for a championship. Do we think Bianco retires after getting win number 1,000? So he will turn 60 next year, but that's still young. That's still young. My fiance Amir is supposed to have our wedding shower at my church in Pontotoc next weekend. As soon as we got the third out, she said, can we push back the wedding shower? What's the church going to think about that, though? Are they going to be okay with you canceling a wedding shower inside of the church because of baseball? You got to find a different excuse. You can't say, hey guys, I really thank you for allowing us to have the space in this house of God, but there's a baseball game we got to watch. Oh man. I'm going to Taipei tomorrow. We'll make Omaha hard to follow. Oh my gosh. What time is it in Taipei? Let's see what Google says. What time is it in Taipei? So it's 7:31 p.m. It is 8:30 in the morning. So I don't know when the Omaha game times are, but it's 8:30 in the morning right now in Taipei on Sunday. So they're ahead, obviously. Good luck, Brian. Good luck. Bianco actually made the right moves this weekend. Yeah, going to Robertson when he did was good. Going ahead and throwing Randall in the outfield. What a great decision that was. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Felt bad for Cal Poly. Literally the third inning and their guy on the mound is getting shelled left and right. The announcer even said their staff was trying to find answers. There were no answers. They were not winning that. Great storylines going back to Omaha this year, too. Elliott returns. Judd and Furness stuck around through bad years, going back on the road the whole way again. Yeah, and remember, Furness did the, what was it, after the 2024 season, you know, did the Twitter video basically saying, you know, I'm not leaving and I'm going to, you know, did that kind of thing. And you've got to love that in an era where it would have been very easy. That's the thing with those two guys in particular. We talked about their moments earlier. Judd Uedermark had his home run last night and his double today, where for the first time in his career, and again, it's not really his fault. It's just the team around him wasn't good enough to provide those moments for him. But he had those moments in postseason wins that are going to be forever etched in the lore of Ole Miss fans. Again, the home run and the double. And then same thing with Will Furniss. The home run today is going to be that moment that fans will remember forever. It'll be like the back-to-back-to-back in Omaha. The plays I mentioned before, the Pertzok triple, the Tim Elko home run where he's limping around the bases. That's what that's going to be. But what separates those from moments of the past are these are two guys that could have transferred. This is the transfer era. This is the no loyalty era, right? Guys are moving all around the country, and they went through some bad years. Like you're saying right here, they very easily could have leveraged the transfer portal and gotten so much money to go somewhere else. And they chose to stay and make it work right where they were. And then they get rewarded not only with the trip to the College World Series, but they are legends forever. So I think that means even more in this era than it does in the past, because those are guys that stuck through bad and they not only get rewarded with good, but they get rewarded with legend status and moments that you guys will never forget. And they, because of their decision, deserve to have that etched in Ole Miss history. Really good stuff. A couple weeks ago, who had Ole Miss making it and not possibly State or Southern Miss? Not many people. To make the finals, you have about 90% chance of going up there. Not 100% because of work, but you try. It's worth the trip. You got to go. Do I have Vegas or Carolina for the Stanley Cup? Oh, I don't know. Carolina, I guess. I guess, man. I love playoff hockey. I'll be honest with you. I don't know anything about either team. I know nothing about either team, really. So, not much I can tell you. Not much I can tell you there. So, this team is gritty. Yes, yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are not perfect. They are certainly flawed. I mean, it helps when you pitch the hell out of it. You know, it helps when you're able to do that. So, anyway, you guys go have fun. I'm going to hang it up. You guys go have fun. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live tomorrow night again. We're just going to go live tomorrow night. Why not? We're going to do it. So, I have no idea who the Auburn blogger YouTube guy that said Ole Miss had no chance. Here's what I'll say about that. I know people love consuming all kinds of content all over the place, right? There are, in this new age of media, which I think is, it's fine as long as there's discernment, right? Because I like the Saints, obviously. And I generally want real reporters analyzing the games. People that like do the journalism thing. That's what I want out of them. But I also follow fan accounts and listen to, you know, fan podcasts and stuff. I do both. I like both. I want the rationality and then I want the irrationality. When you're looking for content of a team that your team is playing, just know that you're largely going to run into people that are just emotionally invested fans, which is fine. I'm not doing that. There's a space for that. I consume that kind of content myself. But some Auburn guy with a YouTube channel saying Ole Miss has no chance, well, that's no different than going to, Bourbon Street, the bar at Auburn, not the actual Bourbon Street, and listening to some guy in an Auburn polo talking crap on Ole Miss. There's not much difference there. when it comes to stuff like that. So that being part of the media ecosystem, I think is fine. I welcome that. But you're going to run into that kind of stuff a lot when you do that. So I don't know who it was, and, you know, don't worry about stuff like that. There's not much difference. Anybody saying that Ole Miss did not have a chance in this regional is just not looking, or in the super regional was just not looking at it honestly. Of course they had a chance. They were not the favorite. This was an upset, but no chance. That's just irrational fan stuff that's not rooted in reality and honest analysis, but whatever. Anyway, you guys have fun. Enjoy your night. You deserve it. I'll see you tomorrow. Go crack yourself a beer. Go have fun. Don't listen to idiots like me anymore. Y'all go have fun. Enjoy your night. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you guys for tuning in. Ole Miss off to the College World Series. I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.